WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming
ABC
on the
News.
Civic Media
I'm Chuck
app.
Sievertson. Moscow's business district attacked by drones. Some were shot down, says the Russian military. ABC's Patrick Reval.
The suspected Ukrainian drone attack has damaged two buildings in Moscow and briefly closed one of the Russian capital's airports. Ukraine's President Zelensky said it showed the war was gradually returning to Russia.
A deadly mass shooting late last night in Chicago. 9 women shot, 1 died at the hospital, says ABC's Stephanie Wade.
Police say a group of women were at a gathering when a black Jeep pulled up. People with guns got out of the car and began shooting toward the group, police say.
Almost 6 months after the Norfolk Southern toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, some people living there say they still suffer health problems from the chemical burn-off. That was a group decision, says Railroad Chief Alan Shaw.
I'll note that Governor DeWine's office recently said that was the right decision, and Chief Drabeck also reiterated that that was the right decision at the time.
This is ABC News. Not only tough talk, but tough action in this African nation where 1,100 U.S. troops are stationed on 2 American military bases.
West African leaders have threatened potential military action to end the coup in Niger unless its democratically elected president is reinstated within a week. The ECOWAS bloc of 15 African countries issued the ultimatum, also sealing Niger's borders and imposing tough sanctions.
ABC's Patrick Reval. Saudi Arabia says it'll host a Ukrainian-organized peace summit in the next week or so. The goal is to try to start negotiations over Russia's invasion. Brazil, India, South Africa, the U.S. and Ukraine among the countries expected to attend. Another job snapshot develops this week, says ABC's Michelle Franzen.
The Fed board's recent rate hike is aimed at cooling the red-hot labor market, which has remained robust despite inflation. The ADP monthly report tracking private sector payrolls will be out, followed by the government's employment figures for July.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You made it. It's Saturday night, and Max Inc. Radio is on your radio. Now unplug from the politics and enjoy the local stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio.
There's a devil.
two in a row. Yeah, a double deb that kicks off the night from the Moon Gypsies. They reunited earlier today. Where? At Atwood Fest, of course. Devil sitting in my chair and now a million miles away. If you haven't made it to Atwood Fest, make sure you do it. All sorts of local artists will be playing right here on Max Inc. Radio. All double dips in the first hour. They're all artists that you can hear and see at Atwood Fest. Right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I try to talk to you, you don't listen. You're somewhere else on some kind of mission. I try to talk to you, but you're a million miles away. When you look at me, you look right through. You don't see me for me, you just see me for you. Yeah, when you look at me, you're a million miles away.
Reunited at Atwood Fest, the Moon Gypsies. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Go down to Atwood Fest. I know I will after the show, or maybe tomorrow on Sunday I'll be there. The Jimmies are next. Where are they going to be? In Beloit tomorrow? In Monona? Monday? Belleville? Connect all the dots. MaxIncRadio.com.
Hey, there's a woman, she a freak of some kind, hey. Messing with my head all the time. But one of one breath. Then she be saying, yes, yes, yes. Got the news out of woman. Got the news out of woman. Got the news out of woman. Before I lose my mind. Got to understand why she is so hard to please. Try to do it right, but ain't no begging on my knees. Oh. Like a
All right, People Brothers Band is next. They have brand new stuff. We're going to play it. They were at the Fête de Marquette. Yeah, now they're all over the state, up at Blues on the Chippewa. That's where you can see them next, or hear them right here on the Civic Media Network on Max Inc. Radio.
There must be a reason that we
3:05, closing down Atwood Fest. When? Tonight. In fact, let me look at the clock here. Yeah, they're taking the stage in about an hour. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Fat Function.
president. Have pity on the working man.
Trapper Shep. All right, we're going to take a break from the local stuff, but don't panic. More of it's coming right after we do a few of these sponsor breaks right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
This is Deb Fields, calendar goddess for Maximum Inc. Music Magazine, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Nashville's rising star, Kirstie Krause, Sunday, July 30th on the Clyde Stubblefield stage.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
Yeah.
Kirsty Krause, where can you see her? Atwood Fest tomorrow. Thanks for tuning into Max Inc. Radio. Say hi to rocker Jimmy K. You'll see them running around on the stages of Atwood Fest.
I'm moving out of the city. I'm headed to the country. I ain't buying a Bible. I'm sitting around with my rifle. I'm sick of all the hustle. I don't want any trouble. I'm moving out of the city. I'm headed to the country. Walking down the street, I see the panic and defeat of a million lost and lonely desperate eyes. In the shadow of the buildings, you lost all that will be the drive you had to stay alive. Then you see it, a glimpse of the outside. Out of the city.
you love Mama Dig Down's brass band, you're going to love this. Youngblood Brass Band. Brooklyn. Max Inc. Radio. Just like that, 1 hour of local music has passed. Stay tuned. Hour two of Max Inc. Radio is right around the corner. Kelsey Miles takes us there. Maxinc Radio on the Civic Media Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good. Doesn't. We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
ABC News, I'm Chuck